You got me. He's got two hits. Coach, can you just talk about how your goalies have played in the preseason and how much their confidence goes up, you know, with two shutouts here in the preseason?
Yeah, they've both of them played really well. Even, you know, we gave up four the other night. But Tom was great in that game, and Joe was great again tonight. You know, it's, in the end, it starts with our team defense. And then he's made some big plays, big saves tonight on the penalty kill. So just part of our process. We're getting better as a team, and the goalie's definitely doing his part.
Kind of going on that, how pleased are you with the way that you guys have played defense so far this preseason, especially given some of the nuances that you guys are changing?
You have to, you sit here now and say, hey, it's great, winning some games in the preseason. We've got plenty of preseasons where we didn't win many games and came out and had, you know, some great regular seasons. You have to, preseason's preseason, and everybody's trying to get their feet wet and figure out their game and their timing and everything. Is it nice to walk away with wins? It is. But you really want to walk away with your health and your game in order. And so far, we've made some great strides in that way. I'd like to get, you know, in the end, our power plays scored some goals for us. Our PKs kept them out. Our goaltending's been solid. It'd be nice to get a little bit more 5-on-5 offense going. But again, you know, you're looking at other guys. Eventually, we're going to, you know, these last two games, we'll get closer to, you know, what we think might be our opening day lineup. But, you know, if I'm looking at the five games we've played so far, the guys have done a hell of a job, and they've really played hard. And so that's a really good sign. Hard to kind of pinpoint, you know, specific guys. And this is, you know, we're going to probably have to send some guys down or whatever the number is going to be, and it's going to be extremely difficult because everybody's making a case for themselves to stay. In the end, it probably will come down to a little bit of chemistry on where guys fit in. But we got a couple more games to kind of iron that out. But it's a good problem to have. The guys are pushing for spots and making it really difficult on the coaches' side.
Do you feel that having a physical game at this point in the preseason, like, kind of helps ramp that up, like that feeling of preparing for the regular season?
Probably. Guys are trying to make the team. Like, there's guys on their team, you know, in Florida trying to make the team. So, you know, naturally both teams had some big names out of the lineup. But it's, when you get to these times and jobs are on the line, these guys are going to give it their all. And that's what you're seeing from both teams. And when that happens, usually the physicality starts going. But like I said, as long as, you know, everybody comes out of the games, you'll help you in a good spot.
Coach, the game wasn't in Tampa, but it's in the home game for you guys. It's going to be cool seeing the support an hour and a half from where you guys play normally.
It is. It's when you go to a city in the state, and it's really, hockey's grown as a whole. And you know, we've gone to three finals in a row, and Florida went to one. So, you know, the state of Florida has represented the NHL and their Eastern Conference four straight years. And so I think it's great for our state. It's great for to promote our game outside of our own cities. And to see all the support we had was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Coop.
Good travels, everybody.
Thank you.